what did people do during the pandemic? That ought to be the first thing you do, is ask these people. You know, it's kind of like when I was a kid growing up. I was born 10 years after World War II ended, and so it was kind of a thing. You know, what'd you do during the war, Daddy? You know, well, people need to ask these reporters. So, hey, Big Daddy, what did you do during the COVID wars? What were you doing? Were you pushing pharmaceutical drugs? Were you pushing the vaccines? Were you pushing the mask? Were you pushing politicians who did all that stuff to us? What'd you do during the war, Tucker? You know, the COVID war? What did Rogan do? You know, I know Tucker hawked it for years at $25 million a year. He was hawking the pharmaceutical drugs. He would lay back and say, I don't know, you know, maybe he'd give you an eye roll, but that'd be it. And he'd let these other people talk without pushing back against it at all. Rogan would not let people come into his studio there unless they were PCR tested. Yeah, he bought it hook, line, and sinker as well. Not much discernment there from Joe Rogan about anything. Especially about things like UFOs and stuff like that. And then this was sent to me because Mike Pompeo was also mentioned in this stuff with the CIA and JFK assassination and this Tucker Rogan thing. Harry Hound sent this to me. Said Trump and CIA, it's a CIA plant. But he says he respects Mike Pompeo. Well, again, we'll talk about that in a moment, but 100% united in their support of funding Ukraine, as we've seen over and over again. When you look at the, this one is also sent to me, it's a forwarded tweet from Golden Phoenix, who said, Alex Jones says, the vax is a bioweapon for the population. Also, Alex Jones says, the father of the vax is our only hope. Can you explain that to us, Tucker? Because Tucker said Alex Jones is just some amazing prophet. And actually, in the transcript that I was able to get, they spelled it P-R-O-P-H-E-T. And I think maybe Tucker meant it as P-R-O-F-I-T. Alex is an amazing prophet. He made an amazing profit off of selling the pandemic and selling Trump and selling January the 6th. And he sold his audience down the river. With things like this.
Whether admitting the new forced inoculations coming next year will actually maim and kill a lot of people because Bill Gates knows he can't hide it. That's why Trump is taking control of the process, saying he's going to have an early vaccine.
Yeah, right.
A company that doesn't make one that is so dangerous or that doesn't change our DNA.
You knew better than that.
I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing, but I understand what he's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. Gates goes, trust my vaccine, but don't trust the CDC's vaccine. And then I went and looked up the ones that Trump's looking at. They're very weak, attenuated, classic viruses with a very low amount of...
It was always mRNA. You're lying, Alex. Just lying.
Adjuvant. It makes your body have an autoimmune response. The squalene or the mercury or the aluminum to trigger that. And so, yeah, Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated... COVID deal? Absolutely.
He chokes on his own lies right there. Just amazing. I mean, he's always, you know, adjuvants were always a bad deal until Trump was doing it. And we could say, oh, it's just the adjuvants. Don't worry about it. You can take, well, the adjuvants themselves. You're going to inject some mercury or some formaldehyde or something else like that to attack your immune system. Oh, yeah, sure. Just go ahead. Not a problem for Trump. And of course, it was always mRNA. Encapsulated in polyethylene glycol, pegylated. We always knew that from the very beginning as well. It was never about a dead or weakened virus. Tucker Carlson just revealed the sinister figure who blocked Trump from releasing the JFK files. See, poor Trump, he just can't deal with these sinister figures in Washington. These sinister figures that he chose to be in his administration. These sinister figures that he promoted after they were in his administration. That he kept in his administration. Poor thing. What is it about these people? They, you know, they're like, you know, he's got just a cabinet full of Rasputins who seem to wield this hypnotic effect on Donald Trump, and he just can't shake it. But vote for him, and he'll do it better next time. He won't have that problem the next time. This is what Darren Beatty says. Thanks to Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, we now have a clearer idea of who might have been behind the effort to prevent Trump from releasing all the JFK files. Yeah, we don't know. We never knew it was the CIA that was doing that before. But now we know. Surprisingly, or perhaps not so surprisingly, it is Mike Pompeo. During his conversation with Rogan, Tucker described the former CIA chief and Secretary of State as a sinister person and as a criminal. Well, you know, he kind of admitted that he was a criminal when he was at Texas A&M. And isn't it interesting that Tucker really doesn't have any problem with Trump in all of this? I mean, he talks about it and he focuses, like Darren Beatty does, on Pompeo or some of these other people. But, you know, when you look at the two people that Trump chose to be the director of the CIA, because the president gets to make that choice, right? The CIA is under the presidency, and this, Trump gets to pick the director of the CIA and so forth. Well, the first person he put in was Gina Haspel, who ran the torture program and ran the cover-up of the torture program, and then shopped those lies that they tortured out of people, shopped that around the Pentagon, and lied us into the Iraq War. So that's the person he put in charge first. Then he put in Pompeo. But poor Trump, he's just, Darren Beatty says, Trump has a reputation for delivering on his promises. Does he? Maybe he delivers on his promises to Davos and the World Economic Forum and the UN, but not to us. Facing down every obstacle that the Uniparty and the deep state could muster. However, there was one promise, says Darren Beatty, that Trump didn't quite fulfill. And I guess that was to protect us from protect the Constitution. Oh, no, it was the release of the JFK assassination records. He says, in all fairness, Trump's decision to hold back on releasing certain files left many scratching their heads, especially after he promised the American people he would do that. So what is going on with this? How did that get kicked away? The theory that President Trump was captured regarding the JFK files isn't to suggest that Trump is weak, he says. Far from it. That's right. He got captured, but he's not weak. They manipulated him, but he's not stupid. So what is he then? You know what I mean? This is the kind of Orwellian doublethink that's being sold to you by the likes of Darren Beatty and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and all the rest of these people. How can he be so weak and gullible, and yet he's going to be the strong man who's going to save everybody? This is not to suggest that Trump was weak. Far from it. Instead, it highlights just how convincing, how powerful, and how far-reaching our shadowy government operatives can be. I am absolutely disgusted with these people. That's why I call them out by a name, because this has just gone on for too long. And it's amazing to me that the American people can't or won't see through it. So here's what he has to say about this. This is on Rockfin. Heron H. says, I want to let you know that Proton Mail is putting yours and Guard's and Jason's link to Rockfin into my spam folder as of last week. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, and thank you for the tip, Eric. I appreciate that on our on Rockfin. Thank you very much. But so here's the transcript that I got. This is Rogan and Tucker Carlson. And so he says, well, Trump is saying, of course, the CIA had knowledge of it. He said, but the whole JFK assassination industry, and it really is an industry, said Tucker, more books written on that than almost any historical topic is filled with wackos, right? And there's a lot of wackos out there. So here we go. I don't think that's true at all, as a matter of fact. I don't think there's been more books written on the JFK conspiracy by a long shot than any other historical. That's nonsense. But he characterizes everybody as wackos. That's to inoculate himself in advance. Same reason that he's referring to UFOs as UAPs now. I'm going to push this stuff out there, and I'm going to play both sides of this. I want to pander to the people out there who are watching this stuff, but hey, don't call me a wacko like you've always called people wackos. And so Tucker and Rogan are never wackos. No matter what kind of crazy nonsense they sell you about psychedelic drugs or UFOs, they're not wackos at all. Don't call them wackos. They're anything. You should take them very seriously. Folks, when I look at how everybody hangs on what Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson say, I was telling Karen this morning, I said, we really are in an idiocracy. If those are the people that everybody turns to for information, it's really bad. It's really, really bad. He goes on to say, so all these other people out there are wackos, but now I'm going to get in it because, you know, I've now denounced everybody who has always looked at this and written books. They're all wackos, but now I'm going to come in and I'm going to give you my superior analysis of this, says Tucker Carlson. He says, both Trump and Biden have, in violation of my read of federal law, kept those documents, the JFK documents, secret. There's no living person connected to the Kennedy assassination. It was a couple of generations ago. There's no one person whose secrets are being protected. It's an institution. Maybe countries. There may have been countries involved, too. I mean, I don't know the answer, but there's clearly something worth protecting. Well, it's the institutions, and it's the reputation of these institutions. With all the stuff that is happening, right, it is, when you look at the FBI, now that the FBI has turned on conservatives, they turned on liberals a long time ago, from its very inception. As a matter of fact, the way J. Edgar Hoover got the FBI was to run the Palmer raids, raiding a bunch of leftists and communists as Woodrow Wilson was trying to maneuver us into World War I. Palmer was the attorney general, and J. Edgar Hoover was the guy underneath him. And so those raids were supposed to be a virtue signal to show how tough Palmer was because he wanted to run for president. But because J. Edgar Hoover was a master at public relations and all the rest of the stuff, he got all the glory from it. And he parlayed that into the Federal Bureau of Investigation with him as the head of that. And he was always doing PR about that. He created the TV program with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Conservatives bought it all hook, line, and sinker. They didn't care about looking at the FBI COINTEL programs or any of that other stuff, which they could have been, they were coming after some bad people, but they, as I always say, the worst thing that can happen is that we, in going after criminals or going after terrorists, that our government becomes criminal. Our government becomes terrorist. That is the worst possible outcome. They have to be held to a higher standard. And if they become what they're supposed to protect us from, they are far more dangerous than any of these other organizations could be. So people have a hard time believing that the FBI could be corrupt for the longest time because J. Edgar Hoover had done so much to protect it as an institution. He burnished and polished the image of that institution, which was totally fabricated and made up. But he did a great job of doing it. And that's why they're doing this kind of stuff. Because across the board, if we take a clear-eyed look at what the American government has become, it's pretty clear that it is a criminal terrorist organization of the first rank, both domestic and foreign. It is a criminal operation. Terrorizing people, creating wars, assassinations, coups, the rest of this stuff, including our own government. He says, Tucker says, I know that when I spoke to someone who had seen the documents 2 years ago, and I got one fact out of him, which is, yes, the CIA was involved, and by CIA, CIA is a huge organization, but James Jesus Angleton, the head of the operations directorate, had knowledge of this, which I think is well known, but that's the view of someone who saw the documents. So I thought that was news. So I went on TV and I said that the next day. I'll never forget it. I went quail hunting and I was driving back and I got a phone call from Mike Pompeo's lawyer. Mike Pompeo was Secretary of the State at the time, but before then he was the director of the CIA. And in that position, he plotted the murder of Julian Assange. So he's a criminal. As far as I'm concerned, wow, he noticed that? He's pretty sharp.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like,
and he's proud of it.
Entire
And the people at Texas A&M are laughing. The conservatives like it, applauding that. They applaud that. Criminal.
NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
You know, if you could just get James Clapper into a poker game, you could make a fortune. I mean, it's just, it's not a good liar. Not a good government employee either, because he doesn't have much respect for the Constitution or the Fourth Amendment. But anyway, he goes on to talk about this. He was surprised that he got a call while he was driving from Mike Pompeo's lawyer on him to shut up. He's also surprised in other parts of the interview where he finds out that they're got into his phone. They got FISA warrants on him and things like that, because he's contacting people in Russia. You know, he's setting up the interview and things like that. And that's the, you know, the whole way that they have gotten around the FISA prohibitions against spying on Americans. Well, if you were talking to somebody in a foreign country that we're interested in, a foreign citizen in a foreign country, even if you're an American, now we can listen to you. That's what the Section 702 that Mike Johnson just put through, that's what that's about. So no surprise. he could have reported this a number of years ago. You know what I was just showing you there with James Clapper? That was 2013. What was Tucker Carlson talking about in 2013? Well, not about that stuff. He wasn't. And so now it comes around to him, doesn't it? Anyway, he says, I'll never forget it. He says, Pompeo had been the director of the CIA. And in that position, he plotted the murder of Julian Assange. Yeah. So he is a criminal, as far as I'm concerned. But his lawyer called me and said, you know, you should know that anyone who tells you the contents of classified documents has committed a crime. Yeah, that is the law that they described. But you go back to the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg. They said, well, Daniel Ellsberg committed a crime by releasing the stuff to the New York Times and Washington Post. But the New York Times and Washington Post did not commit a crime, they said, by publishing it, because that's freedom of the press. So you go after the guy who gave you the information, but the press. Now, I'm surprised that Tucker didn't know that or didn't say that. Like, so why are you telling me this? I didn't take the documents. You know, if you think a crime's been committed or whatever, you talk to that person. I am the press and I can do what I want to, according to law. But, of course, these are people who don't obey the law, as you just heard Mike Pompeo say there. And it always bothered me that he said that at Texas A&M, a very conservative school, a conservative audience, and they clapped and they laughed about that criminality, because they clap and applaud the criminality of Donald Trump as well, don't they? There isn't anything that Donald Trump can do, criminal or otherwise, that these people will not applaud. So he said, he's threatening me. I'm in my car. He says, I'll never forget this. And I said, you're really saying that to reveal that the U.S. government had a role in the murder of a democratically elected president, to say that out loud, that's the crime? What about the actual crime, which is murdering a president? Like you're covering up for that. And Mike Pompeo, he had no response at all. Well, he's talking to Mike Pompeo's lawyer. He says, and so Mike Pompeo is the one who pressed Trump to keep those documents secret. Well, again, that looks likely, since he's got his lawyer calling him and telling him to be quiet about the JFK assassination. But he can't. That's not proof of it at that point in time. You see, there's something really wrong with Tucker's logic. You know, I mean, it's like if his lawyer is telling him be quiet about that, because all he can say, well, perhaps, you know, Pompeo is the one who's doing this. He's not with the CIA now, but he's with the he's the Secretary of State. So maybe that's what is going. Certainly, we all know that Pompeo is despicable. You know, he's admitted it himself. But then he said, Mike Pompeo is the one who pressed Trump to keep those documents secret. It's still Trump's fault, isn't it? Does that excuse Trump? Well, he thinks it does. And so it's like, what is crazy to me is not just that Pompeo did that, I think Pompeo is a really sinister person and a criminal, and I think that because the facts suggest that he was caught, Yahoo News, Mike Isikoff wrote a long piece on this several years ago. His employees went to Mike Isikoff and they said, hey, Mike Pompeo is plotting to murder Julian Assange, who has never even been charged with a crime in the United States. He's plotting to murder him as CIA director. That's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. Well, they would reply that they can do whatever they want to, right? They have killed foreign citizens abroad. They've killed Americans abroad. That's what they do. And I say, when I played that clip before from Mike Pompeo, they don't just lie, steal, and cheat, and have classes on it. They also do assassinations, coups, and wars and have classes on those as well. And they do the lying, the cheating, the stealing, the assassination, the coups, and the wars here at home as well as abroad. So he says, well, what is crazy is how Mike Pompeo is treated. He's treated like a Republican poobah in good standing. He fully expects to become Secretary of Defense in a Trump administration, which is like completely insane. Well, then, why don't you talk about Trump? I know perfectly well why Tucker doesn't talk about Trump. I mean, I can look at my gas gauge and I can tell that. I'm here driving people away from the program by talking about Trump. Look, let's just apply that to Trump. Okay, so what's crazy is how Trump is treated. He's treated like a Republican poobah in good standing. He fully expects to become president in the next election, which is completely insane. It is. Look at what he did in 2020. So he says, why would you take a criminal and give him nuclear weapons? You know, a criminal who poisoned his own people with a vaccine, who defied the Constitution, who put us trillions of dollars in debt, who established and moved the Overton window for universal basic income, who moved the Overton window for a global idea, mark of the beast. Why would you put somebody in as president again? And that applies to both Trump and to Biden, both of them. Why would either one of them be there? He says, okay, that's my view. I think it's a common sense view. And he goes, like he likes to go to fundraisers and dinners, and everybody's like, hey, Mike Pompeo. It's like, no, you're the guy who kept information the public has a right to know secret. You're the guy who plotted the murder of someone who committed no crime. You are the outlaw. You are the bad guy. But no, he's treated like a pillar of Republican Washington. By whom? By Trump. And it was Trump who plotted the murders of millions of Americans and tens of millions of people around the world. He participated in it. He was poisoner in chief. He paid for it. He put it together. He bragged about it. He brags about it to this day. You punch his thin skin and he brags about how he jabbed everybody. And yet, this guy who plotted the murder of so many people, who did everything he could to destroy the Constitution and the middle class, is the hero of the middle class. It just absolutely, I look at this and I just don't understand what this is really, why even bother to do this anymore. But anyway, he says they're afraid of the agencies, the people in Congress. They're afraid of the agencies. Whenever you got unelected people who are not accountable to anyone making the biggest decisions, you don't have a democracy. You got something else. That's what I said in 2020. I said, Trump has turned this country over to a medical bureaucracy dictatorship. Why are we caring about this election for him, of all things, and the rest of the people? Yeah, don't set yourself on fire. These people aren't worth it.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. financial support, or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.